Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. We are speaking with Scott Dennis, who is ruminant microbiologist and nutritionist, and the technical services and educational manager for forage additives with Pioneer. And Scott, everybody loves a good mystery, and today our topic is the mystery of inoculation. Now, following the initial application of inoculant, what is it that takes place in the silage that actually makes the inoculants work?
It goes back to the activity of the specific bugs that we use. So one of the important things that we do is we select bugs that have maximum growth activity in the environment that you put them. If we look back at our strain selection process, we have the largest collection of lactic acid bacteria, which are the beneficial organisms used in silage inoculants in the world. So when we collect these bugs, we screen them for their ability to grow or reproduce at the fastest rate in either alfalfa, corn, grass, high-moisture corn. So these organisms are applied to the silage, and then they use the nutrients in that silage to grow. That's the number one goal with our inoculants, is they have to outcompete the organisms that are already on that silage. For example, there's a tremendous number of natural microorganisms at the time of chopping, and that can range from either 1,000 to 10 million different microorganisms per gram of forage. So the inoculant organisms have to outcompete those organisms at the time of chopping and ensiling to preserve the nutrients in the silage. So that's critical. So the more efficiently you do that, the more nutrients are preserved for the feeding of the animals. Within the silo, we used to believe that once the fermentation was over, lots of lactic acid produced, low pH, that the process had ended. But we've learned that with very small number of microorganisms, you can actually make the nutrients in that silo more available to the animals you're feeding. For example, we have a strain of Lactobacillus butneri that actually breaks down the fiber bonds with the lignin within corn plants, and we're taking that technology to grass, cereals, and alfalfa. The combination of the bugs that you put together can actually enhance the benefits you get from the inoculants. So, example 11-CFT, where you can dominate the fermentation, get a fast rate of pH decline, you get the starch so it's more digestible, you get the fiber so it's more digestible. So that's what's happening, is we select the bacteria that can dominate the forage in that crop and then make the nutrients more available, preserve more of the nutrients for the animals. Because that's the whole purpose of making silage, is to have something to feed your animals year-round. So if you can preserve the nutrients, if you can make them more digestible, the farmer is more efficient, more profitable.
Well, you mentioned the Pioneer brand 11-CFT. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What makes that specific inoculant such a standout product?
We're extremely excited about that product and the results we've seen. You know, from the lab, said, okay, this is our goal. We want to find bacteria that can break down the bonds that protect or inhibit the digestion of that forage by the rumen bacteria, because lignin is important to the plant. That's what keeps it standing up. While it's important for the plant to stand up, it also is an anti-nutritional factor, because that lignin keeps the rumen bacteria from getting to the fiber to digest it. So if you can split that or make openings in those bonds, the rumen bacteria can get there faster. So we actually went to the lab, were able to select bacteria and commercialize that make that fiber more available at a faster rate to the animal's digestive system. Another benefit of the CFT organism, that's a Lactobacillus butneri. And it, besides producing the enzyme that makes the fiber more digestible, actually is an aerobic stability enhancer, that it kills the yeast in the silo so that during the feeding that silage stays cooler, which is very important for nutrient preservation. So we call this is our fifth generation of inoculants, where we control the fermentation, we improve fiber digestibility, and we improve aerobic stability or bunk life. So it's the complete package.
And thank you very much. That is Pioneer Technical Services and Educational Manager for Forage Additives, Scott Dennis. Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.